This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msbnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Lots to get to with Mike Griffith of DogNation.com and also the AJC. You can follow him on Twitter at MikeGriffith32, and he joins us on the Bud Light Seltzer Hotline. Mike, how are you today?
Great. Great, guy. Thanks.
All right, so Mike, are we going too knee-jerk here? Heard Kirby Smart talk about the play of Dwan Mathis. He said that after watching the tape, it wasn't all that bad. Not sure what we really expected from Georgia's offense, but I came away with there's obviously some work to be done.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they outscored Arkansas 32-3 in the second half, but you know, when you've got a first half with 11 penalties for 98 yards, and 8 penalties in the first quarter, I mean, it was, you know, that was embarrassing for Georgia. I mean, they weren't as prepared as Arkansas coming out in the first quarter, but, you know, again, a lot of what we see in week one, I mean, there's all sorts of takes all over the board. I mean, are we blown away that Florida scored 51 points? Yeah. Did everybody ignore that they gave up over 600 yards? Yeah. Is it big Auburn one? Yeah. Did we notice that Kentucky outgained them and had a really bad call go against them? Yeah. You know, was Alabama overly impressive against Missouri? Not really. Do we still think they're the best in the West? Yeah. I don't take too much away from week one. I really don't. I think, you know, you can kind of look at all these games in a different light. And in Georgia, you know, hey, Stetson Bennett, I don't think he's the quarterback of the future. I mean, that was the fourth-string quarterback that came in. Now he's experienced. But, you know, he's a pint-sized guy that doesn't have a big enough arm to stretch defenses. So, you know, JT Daniels should be the guy. And, you know, the Georgia defense should be good enough to hold Auburn, you know, 17 points or less.
Hey, you said you didn't have many takeaways from week one. What's your takeaway of JT Daniels being announced today that he will be eligible to play against Auburn?
I mean, he's been the guy since his plane landed. That's why they went out and got him. That's why Jamie Newman left. You know, a lot on his shoulders. This is what he came here for, though. Top 10 matchup, ESPN. ESPN game day, 7:30 p.m. You got Cole Kubelik tuned in, looking at his offensive line. You know, this is, we're going to find out. You know, CBS Sports projected him as a first-round pick. He's a guy with a good arm. I got to see about 30 minutes of him in a limited practice. He's decisive with the ball. He makes all the throws. He's got experience. But Georgia's got other questions, Cole. You noticed that offensive line. I didn't think the running backs were good at all. In fact, I thought James Cook looked terrible. And Zamir White didn't look anything like the number one running back in the country. And I hope people will let the narrative go. I mean, when a guy has two knee surgeries, you know, you can't keep saying he's the best in the country because of his high school rating. And he's a great kid. He's worked really hard. But at this point, I don't know that we're ever going to get to see that greatness come out. We're 3 years in now, and you know, he looked okay, but he didn't pick up a third and two and fourth and one that, you know, I thought the yards were there. So I think Georgia needs to solve their running back. That's going to be an important position in air raid. You know, we got that single back. And they need JT to get in sync with his receivers really quick.
You talked about the struggles offensively, but defensively, they came as advertised. Very dominating and made some things happen. Just talk to us about what you saw from the defensive side of things against Arkansas.
Yeah, I mean, I give Sam Pittman and Kendall Briles credit. I mean, they schemed him up on that opening drive. I mean, Georgia helped him out, though. I mean, you know, Eric Stokes had a pass interference penalty on a third and long deep in Arkansas territory. That sustained the drive, and then Arkansas was able to get a matchup with a pretty speedy receiver on nickelback and beat him across the field for a pretty good chunk play. And then you know, they threw 49 yards over Richard McCown on a really nice scissors play they'd set up. So I think Sam Pittman came in there having a preconceived notion about, you know, what might work against that Georgia defense, having faced them in practice every year for 3 years and knowing Kirby and Danlings. And give Georgia and give Arkansas credit for scheming them up, man. I mean, they did. And Georgia failed to execute. They got a 91-yard touchdown drive on Georgia. And if you'd have asked me before the season to make a bet on that, I'd have told you nobody was going to have a 90-yard drive on Georgia all season. And Arkansas did it the second series of the game. And they didn't do anything the rest of the game. And I don't think Auburn's going to do a whole lot either. I mean, we'll see. But, yeah, they're good, man. They're good. They're deep. And, you know, they're not infallible. We know that. But, you know, what did Auburn get on last year? 14 points in the fourth quarter. Is that right? After Kirby loosened it up. I think they were shut out for three quarters against Georgia last year at their place. So, you know, do I think Auburn is going to, you know, score more than 17? No. But, you know, Gus Malzahn's a great, great offensive mind. And Kirby says it best. You got to survive Gus in the first quarter. You just try and survive him and then adjust to him. I just don't know, you know, if they got the skill guys to get it done.
What does Kirby say about Chad Morris, if that's what he says about Gus?
Well, he said a lot of good things. I didn't transcribe his press conference, but he did mention Chad. You know, obviously Chad's done good things in his career. I mean, you know, Arkansas, you know, it didn't, let's be honest, it's just talent, you know, they just don't have a lot of talent there. But no, he's positive on him. But you know, Gus is the meister. He's the head coach. Cole, you know that. He's the head coach, you know. Chad can scheme it up, but the head coach has got to put a stamp on it. And you know, Gus is known for being an innovator. And Gus has had enough battles with Georgia to be able to tell Chad a thing or two. I mean, Chad might have all the players in the world, but nobody can play chess, you know, like Gus Malzahn. You know, that's Nick Saban. Auburn's beat Alabama 2 out of the last 3 years. Everybody forgets that.
So, Mike, based on what you just said, as we look ahead to Saturday there in Athens, is it? I mean, am I just speculating that you really like Georgia to win the football game?
I don't really, really like Georgia to on offense until I see it to believe it. I mean, they were atrocious in the first half, and you know, Stetson Bennett came in and did a nice job. Like I said, they outscored Arkansas 32-3. It was Arkansas, wasn't Auburn. It was Arkansas. Auburn's got some dudes, man. Auburn's not going to be quite as forgiving as Arkansas. Don't get me wrong. Arkansas gave a game effort. They played hard. I think Sam's created a lot of energy there. And, you know, but that's a team that's lost 20 SEC games in a row. Now you're playing Auburn. You're playing Auburn, man. Auburn's real. Auburn's got a chip. I listened to those Auburn guys on the press conference last night. They're confident. They can't wait to get at Georgia's throat. That is a confident Auburn. You know, listening to Schwartz and that lineman, man, those guys were confident. I thought, geez, I haven't heard Auburn this confident in a long time. These guys can't wait to get at Georgia. So, you know, spotlight's on. I don't think they've won in Athens since, what, 2007 or something like that? Georgia's won 3 straight against them, going back to that 2017 game on the Plains. Kerryon Johnson took care of business. Does Auburn got a running back like that right now? I don't know. If they do, it would help. I know they started 4 new offensive linemen. That does not bode well against this Georgia defensive front. I'm going to tell you that right now. They better make some magic happen with that offensive line. Because this front seven is every bit as good as advertised. So, you know, if Georgia doesn't, you know, ifs, here we go with the ifs, right? If Georgia doesn't turn it over 3 times, they'll beat Auburn by 10 points. It's a big if. People are going to hear what they want out of that. They're going to just, all Mike said by 10. If Georgia doesn't turn it over 3 times. But if JT Daniels is under center, this is a game that Georgia should win and cover in.
Mike, a lot of people are having their fun with the Georgia offense today and have negative things to say, but one bright spot for me was Darnell Washington at tight end, 0. Goodness gracious, how much more should we expect this young man to have an impact in a Bulldogs uniform, maybe not only this season, but for the next few, just as a 6'7", 265-pound freshman?
Yeah, I mean, he has some good moments, Cole, but he's not even in shape yet. I mean, this guy's got to get in better shape. He's got to get more consistent. He's a guy that came in overweight. You know, he had a knee procedure in the off season. He had arthroscopic surgery, and his conditioning wasn't where it needed to be. He's still not 100%. He's still not where he needs to be. He is capable of making some plays. You saw that grab he made. It was had Antonio Gates written all over it, that 26-yard grab he made. It was like, holy cow, he just snatched that out of the air. And he is a big dude, and you saw him, you know, do the, I think, what do we call it, an ash can? Is that what we call it, Cole, when somebody knocks somebody down, like some ash can, that guy? So he's got a long way to go before he's pissed, right? But yeah, you saw the talent there. Yeah, people should have fun. Listen, this is what I said. Georgia's got the highest recruiting budget in the nation. They got all these coaches, you know, 2 coaches making over $1 million, one of the highest paid staffs. They got $170 million in facilities since Kirby's been there, right? You got 4- and 5-star guys in every position group. And for 39 minutes, you were getting beat by Sam Pittman in Arkansas. And they didn't even have the benefit of spring drills. So, yeah, you better have fun with that. For 39 minutes, Georgia was behind Arkansas. Now, come on. That's embarrassing. You know, is it quite Alabama Citadel halftime stuff? Probably in that neighborhood. But for an opening game? For a team that championship contender? I think rivals should have fun with that. It was embarrassing for Georgia. They were embarrassing. Yeah, third quarter they turned it on, and you know they won 37-10 at the end of the day. It looks like it's supposed to look. But listen, there's a lot of problems. You got to get that offensive line settled. You got to figure out who your JT Daniels is a quarterback, but you got to get him reps this week and get him up to speed. You got to find a tailback at Georgia. Neither one of those guys impressed me. I'm not sure Zamir or James Cook at the end of the day is going to be the dude. I think it could be Kenny McIntosh. Who knows? Maybe it's Kendall Milton or the freshman Dejon Edwards, but the running game was atrocious in my book until the fourth quarter when Arkansas the Hogs just gave out. But so they got to find a running back and they got to get their quarterback settled. And they're playing a really confident Auburn team that's way overdue to win at Georgia. This used to be, Cole, remember when the visiting team used to win all the time in this series? And now Auburn hasn't won at Georgia since 2007. I mean, Auburn just do. I don't know.
I never lost in Athens, so I know exactly what that's like.
There you go. There you go.
Well, Micah, your thoughts on the air raid and what took place down in Baton Rouge against the defending national champions?
I'll just say I was wrong, man. I was way wrong. I would have never seen that coming. Mike Leach, I tipped my cap, you know. I was wrong about him, and you know, I think we're all tired of hearing from LSU people. Maybe now they'll realize last season was over with. You know, my gosh, I don't know anybody that squeezed more out of one championship, you know, than LSU has. My goodness, their fans are just, the confetti was still falling from the ceiling every time I got on Twitter and LSU was mentioned. You know, look, LSU lost 16 starters. That's got a lot to do with this. They got talent, but experience is so important. And I think that's what really kind of resonated when I looked around the SEC is the value of the experience. You know, with teams not having spring, to me it was the experienced guys and the experienced teams. Mississippi State, you know, I think that the previous coach probably didn't leave the cupboard bare. You know, I think he was a good football coach. I'm still not sure they should have fired him. I mean, I know that sounds crazy to say, but, you know, let's see how this season finishes. I'm not all in on Mississippi State finishing strong because it's Mississippi State. And if there's one program that's proven to me over the years that they can't handle success, it's Mississippi State. But Mike Leach has certainly schemed them up. You know, the X's and the O's. I think right now, if you're LSU, are you starting to wonder about Ed Orgeron again? You know, I mean, the guy just won a national title, but you go out there and lay an egg at home against Mississippi State. You know, all that stuff I was saying about talent differential and Georgia, Arkansas, does that kind of apply here? I don't know. But yeah, you're going to see more air raid in the league. You know, that's the trend. I mean, Georgia is going to have more of an air raid when you see them against Auburn. They're going to throw to set up the pass. So I think that's the wave of the future, and I'll be really interested to see what happens between Mississippi State and Arkansas.
Mike, always great stuff. Thanks for the insight. We will recap Auburn and Georgia coming up this time next Monday on Three Man Front. We appreciate you joining us.
All right, guys. Have a great week.
Mike Griffith, the AJC, DogNation.com. Joining us here on Three Man Front, all of our guests appearing on the Bud Light Seltzer Hotline. Whether it's tonight for Monday Night Football, the Major League Baseball playoffs to get cranked up tomorrow, or college football this next weekend, Bud Light Seltzer. It's easy drinking hard seltzer, just 2 carbs and 100 calories. Try it in strawberry, lime, mango, black cherry, or grab the variety pack.
This is Three Man Front.